WEAF, New York. This program will be interrupted for any invasion bulletins.
What's new? What's new? Post Raisin Bran is new. A cereal sensation, a magical combination. Post Raisin Bran, it's new.
Post's Raisin Bran, the exciting new cereal that's rich with raisins, presents...
We love and learn. We love and learn the romantic story of Andrea Reynolds.
Gardeners are very spoiled people. Every day they can pick themselves a different set of greens for lunch and salad and a plate of lovely new vegetables for dinner. But when it comes to breakfast cereals, well, we never yet heard of anyone growing their own. But shucks, who'd want to? Now that we can buy Post's Raisin Bran at the grocer's. Yes, I said Post's Raisin Bran. It's delicious, it's different, it's new. You've never before tasted anything quite like this combination of golden wheat and bran flakes, plus lots and lots of California seedless raisins. Yes, lots of raisins. Not a mere 1 ounce, not just 2 ounces, but 3 full ounces in each 11-ounce package. And of course it's the raisins that make the big difference in this delightful cereal. Real 40% bran flakes plus seedless raisins make Post's Raisin Bran just the right combination. Right for flavor, right for nourishment, and right for regularity. But don't take my word for it. No, indeed. Try this delicious combination of toasted wheat and bran flakes, plus lots of seedless raisins for yourself. Look for the blue and white box and the name P-O-S-T-S, Post's, printed on every package. Ask for Post's Raisin Bran by name. It's new.
Now, we love and learn. In Andrea's heart, there's a growing fear that the tragedy which has befallen Jim and his young wife, Margaret, is about to affect the plan she and Bill have made for an immediate marriage. She knows that in Jim Martin, Bill sees himself, and in the place of Margaret, he pictures her. Margaret. Andrea finds herself wishing that Colonel Rogers had not given her the job of breaking the news of her husband's condition to a young woman she doesn't even know. What is she going to say to her? How can she convince Jim's wife of her duty to her husband in this crucial period of his life? In the large, homey kitchen of Mrs. Van Cleve's boarding house, Andrea and Taffy and Mrs. Peters are discussing Jim's sad plight. Taffy, outwardly sympathetic but secretly pleased with the turn of events which threatened to disrupt Andrea's plans, and Mrs. Peters, who intends to use the Martin's tragedy as a weapon for the same purpose, have joined forces in an attempt to make Andrea see the foolhardiness of a war marriage. To bring home her point, Mrs. Peters has just asked Andrea if she really thinks Margaret will be willing to take back a crippled husband, and Andrea answers her,
"Well, of course she will if she loves him."
"Well, that's a pretty severe test of a woman's love, I think."
"If love can't stand being tested, it isn't much to start with."
"You're very right, my dear. I don't know Mrs. Martin, and I may be wrong, but I do feel that if her love for Jim had been strong and real, it could have withstood the test of a separation."
"But perhaps she..."
"She could have waited until he came back to marry him. She wouldn't have added to his responsibilities, and he wouldn't be worrying himself to death with reproaches now."
"But what's the difference? It's still a question of how much she loves him. Taking him back now or marrying him now, it's still the same thing."
"I don't agree with you, my dear. It's Margaret's duty now to take back her husband. It's her duty to him and to society. If he weren't her husband, it would be different. Then she could act in accordance with her feelings. As it is, she no longer has that right."
"Mrs. Peters, you've just said a mouthful."
"I've what?"
"Said a mouthful. For the first time since you arrived in this house, I find myself agreeing with you, but completely.
Well.
Thanks, Taffy.
Don't you see, my dear, if Margaret does take Jim back now, he can never be sure she didn't do it out of pity.
Well, that's why Colonel Rogers wants me to talk with her, to help her avoid Jim suspecting it may be pity.
Pity is a hard thing to live with, Andrea. Today it's pity, and tomorrow it's contempt. Jim Martin knows that.
But if they hadn't been married and she wanted to marry him now, couldn't he feel the same way? Couldn't he still feel it was pity that was making her do it?
Sure he could, but he wouldn't.
Why not? Because a guy in love believes what he wants to, and he'd want to believe that the girl had a choice.
Exactly. Miss Graham, I must say you surprised me. I didn't expect...
When you're right, Mrs. Peters, you're right. I never let my personal feelings interfere with my common sense. I wish Andy'd take after me. And not with an axe, either.
We agree again, Miss Graham. If only Andrea would use her intelligence instead of her emotions.
Well, as long as you two are getting along so beautifully, I think I'll go get ready for my appointment.
Oh, Andy, for the love of Mike, don't go getting hurt. It's for your own good.
If you listen now, my dear, you'll be grateful someday. You'll know what good friends we were to you.
Well, there's just one thing I want to say before I go. You're both wrong, and time will prove it. When two people love each other, nothing in the world matters so long as they have each other. Duty, obligations, right, wrong, they're only words. They don't count. Margaret has Jim back alive. If she loves him, that's all that'll matter. That he's come back alive. Yeah, all in. What do you want to leave me with my hands full of Mrs. Peters for?
Well, don't tell me you're bored already, Taffy.
Why, you've just discovered that you and she are soulmates.
I'm getting a real kick out of you, Andy. You're doing all right.
Thanks.
Yes, sir, you've come a long way since you landed in New York. There's hardly any hay left in your hair. Now, if you'd only get the cobwebs out of your eyes.
Well, if you think your tongue is the broom that's going to do it.
Oh, better and better. There's hope for you. Someday you're going to crash your way right through those great big trees and actually see the forest.
Oh.
Come on, Andy, get down off your high horse before you fall and break your neck. I'm only doing what's best for you.
In your opinion.
And I've got a lot of respect for my opinion. It's built on a solid foundation of expensive experience.
Well, you paid for it. I suggest you use it yourself.
Can I help it if I've got a big heart? Want to share my experience with my friends?
Well, I don't want your experience. I want my own. Nobody's going to live my life for me. I don't want any shock absorbers.
Spoken like a man.
Oh, Taffy.
Now, look, Andy. All this highfalutin talk, this battle of wits, isn't getting us anywhere except sore at each other.
Well, I'm ready to quit whenever you are.
I've been pulling my punches up to now, but if you want a showdown with me, you're going to get it.
I don't think that's necessary. You've made your attitude quite plain.
Well, I'm going to make it plainer. You're sore anyway, so I may as well give it to you straight.
I've got it straight. You don't approve of my marrying Bill.
Bill isn't the right man for you.
You've said that before.
And his mother says it. Maybe for a different reason, but we're both right. Now, don't get me wrong, Andy. I'm not saying it because I don't think Bill has the makings of a nice enough guy. It's just that, well, he's still all tangled up in his mother's apron strings. I'm warning you, honey. If you marry him now, he'll never get untangled. What's more, he'll end up tying those apron strings around you, too. And one fine morning, you'll find yourself choking to death.
Well, what would you suggest I do? Tell Bill to choose between his mother and me?
Oh, yeah, I can just see you doing that. Besides, it wouldn't do a bit of good anyway. A man's got to be a man on his own. Not because a girl he's madly in love with asks him to be.
Are you all through, Taffy?
Talking, maybe. But I'm not through trying. Not by a long shot.
Then suppose I ask you to mind your own business.
Won't do you any good. I'm an obstinate son of a gun, and I'm your friend. And that makes you my business.
Miss Andy?
Yes?
There's a telephone call for you.
Telephone for me, Mr. Bones?
That's right.
Well, thank you.
It's a man with an awful, mellifluous voice.
Well, I wonder who it is.
Well, I expect you could find out by accident.
Excuse me, Taffy. I'll be back in a few minutes, but don't wait unless you want to.
Oh, I'll be right here. I've got nowhere to go.
Hello?
Miss Randall?
Yes?
Colonel Rogers speaking. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I was just getting ready to leave for the hospital.
Good. That's why I'm calling you. Mrs. Martin has already arrived.
Oh?
She came a little sooner than we expected. She's waiting now, so if you can hurry a little...
I'll get there just as soon as I can.
That's fine. And, Miss Randall?
Yes, Colonel?
Please come to my office first before you inquire for Mrs. Martin. Some unexpected developments have occurred in Private Martin's case that I must talk to you about before you see his wife.
So the interview Andrea's been dreading is actually upon her. As she turns away from the telephone, her heart beats with sickening rapidity, and her mind is trying frantically to remember all the things she intends to say to Margaret Martin. More about Andrea Reynolds in just a moment, but first...
Three cheers for the newest thing in cereals. That's Post's Raisin Bran. Three more cheers for the 3 full ounces of raisins in each 11-ounce box. That's a lot of raisins, lady. And extra raisins mean extra flavor in this delightful new cereal combination. Yes, I said delightful. For that's the word for crunchy golden wheat and bran flakes combined with chewy seedless California raisins. No wonder folks all over town are falling for Post's Raisin Bran first time they try it. They know a good thing when they taste it, and so will you. Put Post's Raisin Bran on your shopping list right now. You'll find it at the grocer's. Look for the blue and white box with the name P-O-S-T-S, Post's, printed on every package. Be sure to ask by name for Post's Raisin Bran. And remember, it's delicious. It's different. It's new.
All Andrea's worry about tomorrow's meeting with Margaret Martin will not prepare her for what happens when she arrives at the hospital. For Colonel Rogers has a startling request which forces her to change all her plans.
You'll want to hear tomorrow's chapter of We Love and Learn, brought to you by Post's Raisin Bran, a magic combination of crisp-toasted bran flakes and choice seedless raisins. Remember...
What's new? What's new? Post's Raisin Bran is new. A cereal sensation, a magical combination. Post's Raisin Bran, it's new.
Yes, Post's Raisin Bran. Your announcer, Bernard Dudley.
Laddie, Jip, smart dogs, listen. Do you know any fussy little dog who turns up his nose and says, I won't eat when he gets food he's not used to? Then put him on the trail of Gaines. G-A-I-N-E-S. Gaines Dog Meal. The complete meal that gives you your meat meal, minerals, vitamins, everything a dog is known to need. It's been a favorite of big kennels for years. So speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This program came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.